So good afternoon, it's Susan Bussey. We are now resuming our monthly family calls just to keep everyone informed. I've had several family members and residents asking me the following questions. So I just wanted to share the questions with you. COVID booster shots, when will we be getting them? So we will notify you as soon as we have that information. I know that we plan on doing the booster shots, but I just don't have any information quite yet. We'll let you know. Flu shots. So that's another question that I really can't answer right now. We are definitely going to have flu shot clinics. I don't have a date or time yet for Summit or Wolf, but as soon as I do, we'll let you know. Staff vaccine mandate. So in case you don't know, it's been on the news that all healthcare workers are under a New York State mandate to be vaccinated by October 1st, or we will accept their voluntary resignation. That will have an impact on our operations because obviously we need staff to provide services. I think we're doing very well with the retention of our staff, but we will continue to hire staff for sure. We might have to be a little creative at times, such as in dining. We've had some buffets because it involves less staff, less manpower. Residents have been enjoying that very much. But certainly we want to get back to full capacity with our operations as soon as we possibly can. If you have any concerns or questions, please feel free to contact me. And then a question for dining at Summit at Wolf. Can family members dine there? And the answer is not right now. We were going to open up dining to visitors in September, but now with the Delta variant, we've decided to wait a bit and reevaluate the visitor dining in the upcoming weeks. So we'll keep you posted for that. As for the summit, a quick update for the summit. As most of you know, summit can have overnight visitors in a limited capacity. The guest suite is now open for use for up to 3 nights for summit families and friends. Residents can also have family members at the summit stay in their apartments if they'd like, but visitors must continue to wear a face mask when they come in the common areas, or they come into Summit or Wolk at all. Visitors definitely need to wear a mask and comply with all of our COVID protocols at the Summit and at Wolk. That includes signing into the iPad, answering all the screening questions. I can tell you that some people fly by that. They walk in and they kind of zoom down the hallway, and our concierge are doing a great job of reminding people to, you know, go through the screening process because we do want to keep everybody safe. As far as, let's see, visits taking place. So, you know, for visitors, when you do visit at the summit, please make sure you're visiting not in common spaces in residence apartments or outside. We just want to make sure the common areas, and this applies to Wolk too, that the common areas are for residents to socialize with other residents. And they typically wear a mask, but we need to, you know, just limit those spaces to residents only. You know, we will continue to change our policies as needed, but if you have any questions on any of our policies, just let myself or Jen Willis know. Another change at the summit recently was we opened up the side doors in buildings 1 and 2 so residents could exit their buildings and they could park their car close to their, you know, their apartments. And the biometric system is also up and running for our residents too. So that, I know that was a welcome relief for our residents. As far as Wolk goes, so Wolk Manor, visiting hours continue to be the same. Visitation is 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you need to or want to schedule a visit outside these hours, please contact Kathy McGann or Joni Della Porta. And again, same thing for Wilk. Please make sure you're screening at Wilk. Make sure that, you know, your temperature is being checked and you're answering all the questions appropriately. We just need to make sure that we're protecting, you know, our frail seniors. And we appreciate the diligence that the family members and friends of Wilk Manor who are vaccinated. So we just found out that we have approximately 200 people who are visitors or family members who come into Wilk, and every single one of them is vaccinated. So thank you. Thank you very much for that. It's wonderful. And then other items. Let's see. I think that's my entire list. So that's what I have for today. I will schedule another call soon. In between times, if you have any questions, reach out to me, and have a good day. Thank you.